Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at Mercury in Leo to get a sense of how Mercury in Leo operates. And this will be important to people who have Mercury in Leo, and also important to everyone when we have Mercury retrograde in Leo, as the collective census reality is then operating more from the Leo perspective, and it creates an overtone of 120 days or up to 120 days of the operation or the sort of overarching theme of how the mind is working, the mysteries of the intellect, and how the creative processes, how we communicate creatively, are being expressed in the collective reality. And so Mercury in Leo is a fire sign, and the fire signs operate out of intuition. This is something that Carl Jung referred to as the solar logos. He describes intuition. It's not so much from a feeling sense, but it's more from having creative logos of going into the unknown. It's more of an outward activity. So if we think of intuition as something being more inner, when we're having a sense or a feeling from an inner perspective, but fire is active, it's masculine. And in that sense, we say that the fire signs, particularly Mercury in the fire signs, operates from more of a right brain, which is the intuitive aspect, masculine force. So it's the intuition that is active, that is moving into the world, that is going into unknown territory, that it is excited to seek and explore and find out about new things, and trust the process of that exploration. When Mercury is retrograde in Leo, the opportunity is to review what it is that's known, that's beyond logical and rational knowing, to reflect and on the ability to be the tip of the arrow, to be the one that is exploring new ideas and new visions and new possibilities. That's something that the fire sign Mercury's are very interested in. And in a sense, we could say it's about getting an expanded vision and or experiencing new territory, and or being just purely creative and coming up with something that wasn't there before. So it is that place of pure creative expression, and being willing to go into that territory, having the courage to go into that territory, and then to come up with it. Now, interestingly, in our current reality, most people in Western culture are trained to think from a logical, rational perspective. And really, we define our reality through that. And most of us may have a little bit of trouble of being connected into that more intuitive place that is beyond what the judgments of the mind might be. So one of the suggestions I have, especially working with a Mercury retrograde in Leo, is if you find yourself in judgment of yourself, because ultimately Leo is about self-love, self-confidence, self-approval, and self-acceptance. And if you hear the thoughts in your mind of being judging you, you're not doing enough, you're not good enough, you're not, somehow you could have made better decisions, or whatever those inner voices are, one way to work with that is just to say, stop it, just stop. And ask yourself to stop that flow of thinking, and to retrain your brain, really, to retrain your thinking process, and to connect into that place of that's about the divine, about knowing what we know, and in a ways that can't be explained through logic and reason, about knowing what we know and trusting that. That helps to expand our vision, to help us to be connected to that more purely creative place, that helps to expand the heart and the sense of connection with the divine. So practicing things like that, practicing things that support that, practicing statements of self-love, practicing ways of tuning in and supporting yourself, particularly in a time of a Mercury retrograde in Leo, one of the ways that can be informed is through light energy. There's been a lot of studies that show that the cells in our body, the DNA of our body, actually gives off light, and that light is in communication with other cells and DNA and aspects like the sun that gives off light. So we're in communication. We have this light communication, and if we think about Leo and the sun and light and the energy of light and how we communicate, that subtle communication that can happen from the energy of light that is available to us all the time, when we're open to receive that, when we're stepping out of the need for us to understand everything through logic and reason, to step into that place where we can tune in from a different place, from the perspective of the intuitive. So that is the gift that Mercury in Leo brings us, and particularly when we're in a Mercury retrograde time in Leo, because again, it is a retracing of the steps of Mercury, the opportunity to review and to redefine and to reveal to ourselves something that is new and different and expansive, and having a revelation of information that isn't necessarily coming through the process of logic and reason, that it is connected to the light, that it is connected to the light that is already within us. How we communicate, how we give off the light and vibration of light that we are, as well as how we open to that. So taking time to meditate without any agenda, perhaps, taking time to let go of the need to feel that we have certain desires or certain ways of being or certain pictures of ourselves. Basically disengaging from those processes, of particularly the ones that are judgmental about how we think, and then just giving ourselves that space to be with the self, to be with the divine, to be open to receive whatever messages that may be coming in from that place of the divine that is really within us. And that's the thing that Leo is always reminding us, that is that the divine is within us. It's not out there somewhere. It's not above us. It's not something that is that we need to strive to access outside of ourselves, but we can bring that attention to the inner and have that intuitive connection to the divine. That's the gift that Mercury retrograde in Leo, or Mercury in Leo, has for us.